Newsmakers is brought to you by the Illinois American Water Company. I'm Gary Moore on today's program.
This is a grant for everybody, whether you're black or white, Hispanic or Asian, veteran, women. This is a grant for all small businesses. It's just in our particular case at the Minority Business Development Center, our primary focus is on the African-American community.
Denise Moore, the president and CEO of the Minority Business Development Center, talks about an important meeting coming up on Tuesday where small business owners can find out how they can get a piece of the $250 million in state grants announced by the governor. The state is looking to find African-American and Hispanic entrepreneurs, and the Minority Business Development Center has been chosen as a community navigator to help get some of that money in the hands of minority business owners.
Well, a community navigator is an individual person or an organization who is reaching out to the community, especially the underserved community, to raise awareness of opportunities for federal and state support. COVID, if it did anything, it revealed the lack of connection with the state and federal government to a lot of minority businesses. And as a consequence, when a lot of the funding, loans and grants, primarily grants, came out as a result of COVID, as you could expect, there were people left behind, and they were primarily in the minority community. As a result of so many people being left behind, the federal government established a small business community navigator role. And the state government has since copied that community navigator role. And so the community navigators are now trying to make sure that federal and state government are connected to businesses that they missed with all of the grants that came down from the pandemic.
So basically, the state and the federal government are admitting that they missed some folks at the grassroots level, and they're looking to make some connections. And so your organization, Minority Business Development Center, and others around the state that they've identified as, hey, these people have a connection with the folks on the ground, so let's use them to get the word out about this money that's available.
That's exactly correct. The state and federal government realize they don't have enough people in the communities, in the neighborhoods, who know the businesses, where the businesses know where to find assistance. And so a community navigator is now here in your community to provide the technical assistance, to direct you to where the grants may be located, to provide assistance in applying for the grant, to help you upload your documents to those forms. And all this is done for free. And all a person need do is find their local community navigator and go into the office and start getting help.
Let's back up a little bit and talk about what happened at the federal level, because I think it bears repeating for businesses who are out there, people who missed the cut, so to speak, who didn't get money when you had round one, round two of the COVID relief money that came from the federal government. It's like, hey, we know COVID has hurt you, so here's some money. And there was big money, millions of dollars. But unfortunately, a lot of small and minority-owned businesses didn't get money for a variety of reasons. And let's talk about some of those reasons, because some of those things might still be in play for this batch of money.
Well, some of the reasons were as simple as a lot of minority-owned businesses never even heard that there was an opportunity for them to receive funding. And then if they did know about it, they didn't know where to go to receive assistance. The first round and the second round, if you recall, let's talk about PPP. In the very first round, you had to have a relationship with a bank. Oftentimes, if the banker didn't know you, they were less likely to reach out to you to assist you, to tell you that funds were available. And when the second round came, it was a little bit better, But still, a lot of that happened that folks didn't know which bank to go to. Sometimes when you walk into a bank, you don't oftentimes know who in the bank you need to speak to. And then remember, with COVID, a lot of the banks were not even open. You couldn't even walk in the building at all. And if you got somebody on the phone, then you may have gotten transferred a couple of times before you gave up. And so a lot of that was occurring. I'll give you one example that is a real example that this grant that we're going to talk about here in a few minutes is hoping to address. There were a lot of barbers and beauticians, hairstylists, who could have received funding but didn't know who to talk to. Now, there are eligibility requirements. Basically, you have to have paid taxes. And so if you've paid taxes and you were able to receive funding, you didn't know it. You didn't know who to talk to. Nobody called you on the phone, sent you an email, because 9 times out of 10, they did not even know you existed. So the community navigator, to bring it full circle, the community navigator's role is to now put you on the map, make your presence known to not only the state government, but the federal government by various documents that you will be submitting, registrations that you will be signing into, and the navigator, the Minority Business Development Center's community navigator, will be helping you to do that.
So the businesses that didn't have relationships with the bank, you're still encouraging them to establish a relationship with a bank.
Well, if you're in business, yes, that's a basic tenet of business. You need to have an establishing a relationship with the bank, because you never know when you might need money to grow your business. You've got so much business coming in the door, you don't know what to do, so you need a larger space, and you want to build a larger building, but how are you going to do that? Well, unless you're independently wealthy, you're going to go to a bank. And if they already know who you are, because you've established that relationship, you come in and make your deposits. Maybe you go in and get cashier's checks. Maybe you go in and ask different questions about business banking. That's how they get to know you. You don't have to have a lot of money in the bank to have developed a business banking relationship.
But you're suggesting specifically that when you go into business, you open up a bank account of some sort, right?
That's correct. You go to whatever bank you'd like and make sure that it's not a personal bank account. You specifically request that you want to open a business bank account. That is different. They look at that differently. You could have $100,000 in your personal account, but that means nothing when it comes over to business. They want to see that you have a business account established.
And you also recommend that they have a credit card, a business credit card, because then you establish some kind of credit history.
You need to establish credit history. You don't necessarily need to use the card all the time. You can use it and pay it off every month so that you don't carry over a balance. But the fact is that you establish that account, it starts building up your credit history on the commercial business side, just like your personal credit card builds up a credit history on the personal side.
And the last point is, this is all to encourage people not, or to discourage people from using cash when they are operating a business. So you don't want people paying their employees with cash, and you don't want people buying their equipment for their business with cash. Even though it may sound on the surface like that's a wonderful thing, I get to pay this thing off, from a business perspective, that's not good.
Well, I won't say it's not good. What I will say is that it's harder to track cash. It's harder to evidence that you paid your employee with cash. It's harder to evidence, unless you keep a receipt, that you bought a big piece of equipment with cash. If you lose the receipt, at least you have it on a credit card, or you have a canceled check where you can go back and find it. So cash is not bad, but from a business perspective, it's easier to track your expenses, your revenues, if you use some other source besides a cash tracking system.
And to bring our conversation back to the Community Navigator, it would, I would imagine, make it easier for you and your staff as Community Navigators to represent that business to the state and federal government if they have evidence of a credit history, a relationship with the bank. It makes your job harder to sell their case to the state in terms of them getting money if you have to go back and you know, deal with the cash situation versus the credit.
Well, the navigator's role really is as a guide. We are just guiding the business owner to what they need to do. We don't do it for them, but we can show them how it needs to be done. We guide them in uploading the information. We're not judging or making them feel like they didn't do something or they should have done something. We will just be simply saying, this is what the state would like to see as far as a document is concerned. Do you have that document? And if they don't have that document, oftentimes we know how to help them to direct them to where to find that document, who can help them create that document. We don't create that document here ourselves. We just simply take what they give us and help them to upload it to the system.
Let's now talk specifically then about Tuesday coming up, because the state of Illinois, as we mentioned at the onset, has some $250 million, the governor announced this past Wednesday, in state grant opportunities. The governor calling it a back-to-business package. And that's a lot of money, and we're hoping that that money filters down to the Peoria area and that some smaller minority-owned businesses, women-owned businesses, veteran-owned businesses get some of that money. And your organization, the Minority Business Development Center, trying to facilitate that as a community navigator. Do you have a goal, a number goal, say, you know, in terms of success, if you get 10 people through to access some of this money, or 5 or 25 or...
Well, our ultimate goal is to educate business owners on the steps that they need to take to be successful. And in this particular case, with the Community Navigator Program, we will be showing them step by step what the state says they would like to see for them to get in line if they would like to get some money. And as you indicated in your intro, this particular grant is seeking to reach some of the hardest hit industries. So there's a priority to who is eligible to receive money first, second, third, fourth, and so forth. And on Tuesday at 6 p.m. here in the Minority Business Development Center, we will be walking through the forms that are found on the state's website. If you can navigate all that's on the state's website, we will be providing those who are in attendance with that information, a clear, concise, one-page document that clearly indicates who's eligible, what the priorities are, how the application is completed, what is needed. This is a plan. This back-to-business grant has one of the simplest application processes that I think I've seen from the state in a long time. Even the documents that will be needed, there's only 4 or 5 documents that will be needed. In the past, you've needed to almost put down the Gettysburg address to get some of this money. But in this particular case, they've made it very simple.
So this is a meeting on Tuesday from 6 to 7:30 here at the Minority Business Development Center, 2139 Southwest Adams, that you're encouraging those small business owners, entrepreneurs who have been adversely impacted by COVID, and that's probably everybody, to come here and get to know this process so that they can get some of this money. Now, has the state indicated how they're going to divvy up the money? I know earlier there were specific amounts, like you get a $500 or $1,000 or $5,000. Do we know the increments or not?
Yes. So the minimum amount is $5,000.
And minimum amount.
Yes. Based upon information you provide, the minimum grant would be $5,000, and it could go up to $150,000. And in some specific industries, like the hotel industry, for example, there may be even a higher limit available to someone in the hotel industry. But the key is always going to be, can you produce the documents that show that you had a loss in your business during the 2019 through 2020 COVID year? And we're going to talk about what documents will evidence to the state that, yes, in fact, you had a loss. We will talk about how to calculate that loss right there in that meeting. And so if you're familiar with the 2019 or your 2020 taxes, we will be able to walk you through very clearly how to determine what you could receive as a grant amount.
We want to remind our listeners, this is Newsmakers on WPNV. Newsmakers is brought to you by the Illinois American Water Company. And the big news we have is Governor J.B. Pritzker's announcement this week that the state of Illinois has some state grant opportunities in the amount of $250 million, $250 million made available to small businesses and entrepreneurs who were adversely impacted by the coronavirus. And as a part of that, the state is looking to get the word out and to make sure that those grassroots businesses, those mom and pops, get some money, because unfortunately, in the last year or so, when there had been money that came down from the federal government, a lot of people at the grassroots level didn't get it. And so Denise Moore's organization, Minority Business Development Center, has been chosen as one of the community navigators in the state that really serves as a liaison between the state and those grassroots businesses. So we were talking about walking people through the process, and we don't have really the time to get into that here. That's why it's important for people to come to the meeting on
Tuesday
at 6 o'clock. They have to reserve their spot?
Yeah, they should call, because we are making sure that we are COVID safe here. Everyone's going to be required to have a mask, but we want to make sure you have a seat. And so the phone number to call is 309-966-3989, extension 0. The person that answers the phone will take your name and your email address. And if you call and the office is closed, you can still leave a message with your name, your email address, and phone number, and we will make sure to reserve a seat for you.
And you have a capacity limit? You only have room for 30 people, 50 people, 75?
Well, we don't want to turn anybody away. And once the room reaches its capacity, we will just establish another meeting date. This may be the only time that you would need to come to this building for a meeting about this. Everything else could be take place over the telephone, over the dreaded Zoom meeting. Everyone's getting sick of Zoom. But over email, there is not going to be a lot of necessity to come down to this building. But the first meeting, I call it a level set meeting. Everybody hears the same information at the same time, receives the same documents, and the grant period opens, the application opens August 18th, and there's a two-month window to apply. So on August 18th, the day after this meeting, the application process opens, and this meeting will tell you everything you need to do to upload your information on the application online.
Who's going to be at the meeting besides yourself?
Chris Setti, who is the CEO of the Greater Peoria Economic Development Council, will be in attendance, as well as some members from the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity here in Illinois may be in attendance as well. Chris Setti will be there because his organization, the Greater Peoria EDC, is the grantee. They're the ones who won the grant for this region. And we were selected among 9 other organizations in the Peoria region, not just inside Peoria, but in the region, to work this process, this community navigator process, for the grassroots community.
The title here is the Minority Business Development Center. So even though this is open to all small businesses, you are really hoping that African-American, Hispanic, women, veterans take advantage of this, because unfortunately, those demographics have historically been underrepresented when it comes to getting this kind of money.
That's right. And this is a grant for everybody, whether you're Black or white, Hispanic or Asian, veteran, women. This is a grant for all small businesses. It's just in our particular case at the Minority Business Development Center, our primary focus is on the African American community. And so we expect that that will be the predominant number of people who come to this meeting, but it's not exclusive. Anybody can come to this meeting. And I will tell you, you mentioned Hispanics. Christelle Fratos, who is the president of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, will have a meeting on Monday. And I'm sorry, I'm not sure where it's located, but I know she is directing her focus to the Hispanic community, and it will be in language. And so their meeting will be held in Spanish, so they easily, freely understand what is happening. But if they want to go to her meeting on Monday and then come here on Tuesday, we will provide similar services. So someone will be here that will be able to translate. But for the most part, this is a meeting that will be in English. And it is for anybody in the community, no matter what you look like, so that we can show you how to get some of the state money. The state is offering this money. We want it to be utilized to the best of our ability here in Peoria, especially in underserved areas like 61605 and 03 and 04, in other areas that have been hard hit. The minority business community has been hard hit. These funds would be for anyone that works in a salon or runs a salon, I should say, has a restaurant. Maybe you have a small restaurant somewhere on the south side of Peoria, and you really were hit really hard when the downturn came and people stopped going out. This is the meeting you want to be at. I would suggest, if you know of anybody with a business, to come to this meeting. It starts at 6. More than likely, you will be, unless you have a lot of questions, you'll be done by 7. But at least you get the information. The grant that we're going to be talking about, the Back to Business grant, maybe that is not something that works for you. But guess what? This Community Navigator program is not just for this one grant. I can tell you that there are other grants coming down from the state and federal government where we have already been told we will be enlisted to try to reach this community that we are working in to get this information out. Believe it or not, the state and federal government is trying to give you this money as long as you are eligible based upon the requirements that we will talk about on Tuesday.
We're doing this on radio and hoping that people who are listening will heed what you've just said. But I know your staff is also making phone calls and calling people who may be eligible for this kind of money. So this is the kind of outreach that you're doing.
That's right. We have, if you are on our mailing list, we have probably sent you at least one, probably two emails, and you will get more of them throughout the weekend and on Monday to remind everyone that this money is available. We've put this information out on our social media. And so if you're connected to the Minority Business Development Center or Black Business Alliance on social media, the Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you will have seen this information. But you know what? In our community, word of mouth really goes faster than anything else. So if you know of anyone that is running any type of business, please direct them to this meeting on Tuesday, August 17th, and have them call us, 309-966-3989, so that we can reserve their seat. Bring someone with you. Sometimes when you bring someone with you, you may miss something that they will not miss. So both of you all talk about it and you get the information. When you leave the meeting, you still can call us and say, you know, you talked about this one thing and I really didn't get that. Can you repeat what that is? And the answer will be yes, we can repeat what that is. We will provide handouts. So when you walk away from this meeting, you will have absolutely everything you need to know about applying for this grant.
Should they bring anything besides a writing pad?
Bring your mask.
Or a laptop.
Actually, if they brought their laptop, they would be able to, while they're sitting there, bring the application up and take a look at it.
Well, you're going to do that also, aren't you? On the...
We will do that. So it's not necessarily to bring anything except your mask, maybe a pencil, so that you might be able to write something down and just come ready to apply for a grant if you're qualified.
Now, I've been saying this is for businesses that have been impacted by the coronavirus, adversely impacted. What about businesses that went under? Like you had a business and COVID just knocked you out, and so you're out of business now. Are they eligible or no?
If they are officially out of business, then no, they wouldn't qualify. What is officially? Because I'm putting air quotes on around officially. Please come to the meeting and we will talk about that, because there is an avenue whereby perhaps you just paused your business. You didn't close it. You still have the location. Everything is still there. You're just waiting for the right time to reactivate it. Then you did not officially close. But we want to talk about that more in person.
And I know in the past you've also expanded the definition of what a small business or entrepreneur is. And some people may not know that they're a business person. If you're a DJ and you do gigs and spin some records, that would not qualify you for this. But if you had a event planner business that was registered with the state and DJing was a part of it, then you would.
Great example and great description. That is exactly correct. If you had a DJ service where you sent various DJs out to businesses and your name was DJ Incorporated and you filed taxes and collected 1099s or gave out 1099s to the people that you paid to go out to different businesses, that could in fact be a business. And if you've picked up on what I've said a couple times, you have to have filed taxes, either as a standalone business or on your Schedule C on your own tax return.
And beyond this meeting on Tuesday, I appreciate what you said earlier about your doors are always open here. If people want to come and find out what they can do in order to be eligible for the next grant that comes along. Maybe you have been dealing with cash, and maybe you don't file taxes, and maybe you haven't been using W-9s for your employees. But this is not the last money that's going to come down from the federal government or the state for minority businesses. And one of your goals here at the Development Center is to bring everybody who is in business above board and let them know that you can do it. You can operate legitimately. You don't necessarily have to be in the shadows or underground, as they say, and get your business right so that you could be in the right position to take advantage of these opportunities.
It's funny you should say that, because it takes very little to become right, as you say. It takes very little documentation, registration, almost no cost. But on the backside of all of that, you have all these benefits that unfortunately COVID brought to bear. And when you talk about the Back to Business grant that we're going to be talking about on Tuesday, you've probably been listening to the news and you've been hearing about the American Rescue Plan. In that plan, there are millions of dollars, and billions, I might say, with a B, of monies in different pockets. And coming here and getting on our mailing list, you start learning about those pockets of money that are going to be coming down. And maybe you won't qualify for every one of them, but all you need is really one that gives you the money that you need, and you're good. But there are billions of dollars that will be available through this American Rescue Plan that a person who is not registered anywhere, not on anybody's mailing list, is going to miss out.
I've been asking you a lot of questions. Anything that you wanted to impart that we didn't talk about?
I think the hour that you will spend on Tuesday, August 17th, will be well worth it if you are a serious business owner. If you're someone who just has a side hustle because it brings you joy, you like doing that, and you don't necessarily want to have a business, that's okay. That's expected. That's okay to do. But if you're someone who you're looking for your business to maybe take you to the next level, to maybe be something you retire on, something you pass down to your family member, and you want to get firmly established so as to not miss anything that might be coming down, this is the meeting to come to. And then after the meeting is over, we are still here at the Minority Business Development Center, willing to help you one-on-one to do coaching. There's a lot of other things that we do in the building. We've had a minority contract development program. We have an IT workforce program that's about to start. We still are helping people become self-employed with our entrepreneurship program. So there's a lot that we can help you with, even if it's not about this grant or the other grants that will be coming.
All right. So the meeting is Tuesday here at the Minority Business Development Center, 2139 Southwest Adams. Starts at 6 o'clock. As Denise Moore mentioned, you want to call 966-3989, 966-3989 to reserve your spot. And as you know, the COVID-19 pandemic took its toll on our business community, and it might not be over yet. So you can learn more about past, present, and future grant opportunities that can help your business survive and thrive next Tuesday at 6 o'clock here at the Minority Business Development Center. Denise Moore, hey, thanks for being on Newsmakers.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Newsmakers is brought to you by the Illinois American Water Company for WPNV. WPNV, we're Peoria's neighborhood voice.